We're joined by our next guest now, Majid bin Zaman. He is head of FX research at ANZ to talk about the latest on the markets. And I just want to start by zooming out, really, and looking at the big picture. We had strong non-farm payrolls from the US. We've got CPI coming up this week. And it was, of course, consumer prices last month that really set markets freaking out. So what are you watching in terms of CPI? And do you think it's going to change the narrative from the Fed?
Thanks for having me. I think what we saw in August was really the core goods side of things, which shot up. This month, again, we will be closely watching core good prices in the CPI data, includes, you know, personal care. And I guess the key worry is about inflation expectations coming through. They should, in effect, be really falling as import prices are coming down. Commodity prices selectively are also lower than they were before. Supply chain improving, although gradually. So I think we are watching that side of things. And then, of course, what's important with the earnings season around the corner is that the many companies which earn, U.S. companies which earn their revenues overseas, what's the dollar impact to their P&L? How much translation risk is it going to be? It definitely looks to be a little bit maybe higher than previous years. And because of that, will that price be passed through to the consumer? So that's something we were looking out for.
We know the dollar is very strong, and there's always the possibility for some dislocations in markets, some sort of financial instability. One of the things that we've been looking at is how a lot of countries have had to dip into FX reserves to support their own local currency. Is that something that is anywhere near close to causing a major problem, or just not yet?
Look, I think this period of dollar strength is a little bit different from earlier periods. And earlier periods where we saw, you know, a lot of EM vulnerability. This time, if I may say, it's a little bit different. I think the difference is really how, you know, developed market central banks have chosen to respond to these high inflation pressures versus EM central banks. You know, Fed was a bit late to the game in raising rates. And by the time they started, many of these emerging market central banks had already started the hiking cycles. And as a result of that, when we look at, you know, year-to-date performance of, you know, the Aussie, Kiwi, Euro versus, you know, the Brazilian real, Mexico, and the rest, you see that, you know, in fact, DM currencies are somewhat a bit worse off than some of these EM currencies for that reason, because they took a head start.
Yeah. One of the central banks, of course, with the most divergence against the Fed is the PBOC. We do have the People's Congress coming up in China, however. Are you anticipating any major policy changes there, particularly around COVID or stimulus, that could potentially change the picture for the yuan?
Hard to say much at this stage, and we know that the PBOC has been actively taking a variety of measures to support the renminbi. It's really similar to the BOJ as well, with the intervention that we saw earlier. It's not really preserving the levels, but it's just managing the pace of weakness. And especially because PBOC has that divergent policy, we definitely do see a little bit of a weaker yen ahead, but just not extreme moves, managed moves.
So I see in the notes that you're prepared to talk about the earnings season that's coming. We're starting to see more and more commentary from strategists that the earnings season could be difficult, even if inflation comes down a lot, and maybe because inflation comes down a lot. I think the thinking there is that, you know, companies here to date were able to offset the higher costs with higher prices. But if inflation is coming down, they don't have that option anymore. By definition, they won't have it. And it means, you know, lower margins.
Yes, it depends on which sectors we look at. Really the strong US dollar cycle will continue to remain a headwind for multinationals, on the EPS side. Hedges are now also rolling over. And if you're looking to, if a corporate is looking to hedge, it's more expensive to hedge, whether it's from a commodity perspective or a currency standpoint. So I think some of this may be already priced in. We'll have to wait to see whether they, you know, the guidance around currency impact will be announced, you know, at this stage or at the next quarter, you know, the year, full year-on-year results instead, to see the full impact.
How does it work? I mean, if companies complain about the impact of a higher dollar, do the policymakers listen?
Look, I think there's nothing stopping the Fed at this stage. We know, you know, Fed is pretty much firm on what they're going to do. You know, the Fed speak has been there, clear, loud and clear. You know, markets are conditioned on a Fed put, which has been based on previous low inflation. That's not the case right now.
Yeah. Don't talk to me. I'm busy. You know, it's that sort of thing. Okay. Thanks very much. Mojibin Zaman, head of FX research at ANZ.